Michigan will get $100 million from the federal government to tear down thousands of vacant houses and clean up struggling neighborhoods. The money will be used in Detroit, Flint, Grand Rapids, Pontiac, and Saginaw. Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee has been pushing hard for this funding, and the congressman joins us now from Flint, a city he represents. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you very much. It's good to be on.
So this money, as I mentioned, is coming from the federal government, from this big pot of money, what's known as the hardest hit fund. And it was created in 2010 to help struggling states through the economic and mortgage crisis, intended to be used for mortgage relief programs. But you've pushed for it to be used for tearing down vacant houses and blight elimination. Why is that?
Well, for places like Flint and Saginaw and, you know, several other places around the state and country, the most important thing that we can do to stem this tide of vacancy and abandonment, which very often is the result of foreclosure, is to eliminate vacant and abandoned structures that are, you know, impossible to rehabilitate or for which the market is never going to absorb, to eliminate the effect that abandoned houses have on the surrounding properties. You know, I've done a lot of work in dealing with vacant and abandoned properties, and one of the frustrations is that we all work really hard to create home ownership or to preserve home ownership, only to have an empty house next door undermine a lot of good work that local communities are doing. So this idea would be take down those vacant structures, take those empty buildings and turn them into something clean and green, and which is an asset. The effect is not only to improve the aesthetics of a neighborhood and the quality of life of the people who live there, but it actually reduces the number of abandonments that result by being surrounded by all sorts of vacant and abandoned property. So we think it actually is true to the original intent of the hardest hit program, but it's a different use than you'd see in a lot of communities where the market is more functional.
Do you know for sure, though, that this kind of project can really help a community maybe more than what that money was intended for in terms of mortgage relief?
Well, we should be able to do it all, and this would not prohibit the majority of the funds to be used for what was the original scope of work, which is to help people pay their back taxes in order to keep their homes or get mortgage financing restructured. It's a source that can be used for lots of uses. What was concerning to us is that in some communities, those dollars that are being used as they're originally intended were less effective because we didn't have the authority to take down the abandoned house next door. So let's say the hardest hit funds are used to help somebody catch up on their taxes or refinance their mortgage in a way that's more workable for them. If next door to them is an abandoned, burned-out house, the likelihood of that intervention actually working is far less. So this is not a question of competing uses, but really complementary uses.
Congressman, what would that $100 million look like in action? Who would get to ultimately decide what gets torn down?
Well, the money will be administered by the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, and they will enter into agreements with five communities, either their land bank or the city itself. That's yet to be determined. So it's Grand Rapids, Saginaw, Flint, Pontiac, and Detroit. And so the money will be apportioned, presumably based on some allocation of need, based on need. And so then those communities will target where they think the money will be most effective. What I've been encouraging the communities to think about is where they can have the most dramatic effect on the value of surrounding property, because that has positive social and economic impacts that we really want to try to maximize. So in some cases where you might think you'd take the money and go to the worst, hardest hit, most difficult to recover neighborhoods, it might be the neighborhoods that are at greatest risk, those that are just barely holding their own, where we would prioritize the use of the money.
To give them that boost.
Exactly. And to preserve home ownership and to preserve private equity. I mean, the most important thing we can do is preserve the value of private homeowners' properties, because that not only, you know, holds up the tax base, it also ensures in the long term that they have that equity for a more comfortable retirement, maybe to borrow money to send their kids to college. It has lots of social implications that are not easily measured in pure economic terms, but are really important in terms of the what we're trying to achieve as a society. And so in that case, this money goes a long way, not just to tear down houses, but to build up communities.
I'm speaking with Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee, who has proposed using $100 million from the Hardest Hit Fund to help with tearing down vacant houses and blight elimination. And that fund was created to be used for mortgage relief programs. And I'm interested in this thought, Congressman, that Michigan has gotten about $500 million from this Hardest Hit Fund. But there are reports that the state has only spent about $100 million of it on those programs for struggling homeowners. Why do you think there's all this money being left on the table when the need's so great?
Two reasons. One, it actually makes sense to not spend it all at once because the program goes through the year 2017. And so on one hand, there is some explanation that it's important to spend the money over the period of the program so that it's not all spent right up front. And then if somebody's struggling 3 years from now, there's no way to help them. That only explains part of the reason. The other part of the reason that it's been difficult to get the money spent is that the uses were not broadly enough defined at the outset.
Mm.
And just to be clear, when this program was being developed, this was when I was running my national nonprofit working on vacant properties, we pushed hard then that demolition, targeted demolition, is foreclosure mitigation, and it should be an allowed use. I think what happened was, the folks who were administering these programs saw that, you know, that the most effective use and also the ability to get that money spent is relying on us more carefully and correctly aligning the needs of a community with the availability of money. It worked, for example, in much stronger markets much more effectively than in weak markets where demolition really is the most important mitigation strategy that we should employ. So this is why I think the announcement last week was not only good news for the program, but really good news for the communities because it more honestly aligns the needs with the availability of money.
And speaking of the communities, I'd like to read you a quote from a gentleman whose name is Kenneth Sanders. He's a board member with the University District Community Association. They're on Detroit's west side. And he told the Detroit Free Press, here's his quote, "To be quite frank, there are a number of grants that the cities receive from the federal government that haven't been utilized properly." Do you have worries about how the cities are using this money and dividing it up, that it might be spent appropriately?
Well, that's really, first of all, it all needs to be spent in the way that's intended. And this is why I developed this land bank model in Genesee County, because it is a way to provide a lot more capacity to do this sort of work. So I'm very comfortable in Flint and in Saginaw, for example, where they have an experienced land bank staff who really understand the demolition process, know how to prioritize, and know how to manage the money really well. Obviously, in other communities, they're going to need to make sure that they're doing it right. So the concern is a legitimate concern, but there is plenty of evidence that communities that organize this properly can get this work done very well. Now, the other thing I'll say is demolition, theoretically anyway, is easier than a lot of other development because demolition does not require a community to do an exhaustive market study to determine whether or not that form of investment will actually be absorbed by the market, which is where a lot of the problems have come in. Demolition isn't so much the case. You tear a house down, it doesn't grow back. We don't need a market for demolition. We just need to get it done.
I was also reading, Congressman, some comments that were left on a news story about this money coming to Michigan. And the issue of race was brought up in some of the threads. And I'm going to read you one comment, and I'd love your thoughts on this. Here's the comment. They, quote, "always have the funds to tear down black communities, but there never seem to be the funds to maintain and improve those same communities." Talk to the people who have that sentiment.
Well, first of all, it's a legitimate concern, and that's why, you know, we have been pushing to do this right. So first of all, it is true that in many older neighborhoods in cities where you've had high concentrations of minorities has been where the highest concentration of abandonment is. And so it becomes a chicken and egg question. The thing of it is those minority communities that suffer the most by simply leaving those empty houses behind. So it's really all a matter of perspective. The other thing, though, and one of the things that's really important about this funding is that we were able to persuade the U.S. Department of Treasury to allow some of the money from the Hardest Hit program dedicated to this to be used for maintenance of the properties once they've been demolished, which is often the biggest challenge. There's a much larger conversation that we need to have that I think the comment speaks to, and that is that as a nation and as a state, we have not reinvested in those urban centers the way we need to. This is really the agenda that I feel like I'm sent to Washington to pursue. It starts with giving those neighborhoods and those communities a fighting chance, and that begins with clearing away the blight. So I understand the point that's being made. I think it's a legitimate point that we all need to continue to be reminded of, because there have been many mistakes in the past, but it doesn't erase the fact that the first thing we have to do, and it's really the obligation of the people who still live in those neighborhoods, is give them a clean environment to live in and rid those neighborhoods of dangerous blight and abandonment.
Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee represents Michigan's 5th District, and he spoke to us today from Flint. Congressman, thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you.